was, I forget what the topic was, but he said, let's get Daddy confused in this, and what he meant is involved in this.
Ross said the thing that we want to get confused in is some boomerang.
Ross said, I said, you really need a bath? And he said, yeah, at least I want to take a bath because then I can play with the Pac-Man. And I have no idea why he meant at least. It wasn't appropriate at all. Ross, why did you say at least I can take a bath then?
At least I want to.
You mean in any case I want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Marky?
And then he said, and besides, I want to.
Yeah, I told Ross, I said, boy, that bunny's cute. He said, that's because we dress him up. Don't you like the way? I certainly do like the way you dressed him up, honey. What?
Are these oranges to share?
Yes, Marky asked, are these oranges to share? Yes, they are to share, Marky. But those are yours. Do you have to go pee?
Marky was mad at me and said, I'm not your friend. And Ross said, yeah, go ahead. Tomorrow you'll get over it. Correcting Mark. That was a silly thing for him to say, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You don't say that kind of thing.
I told Marky to go upstairs and tell Mommy that his stomach hurt. And Ross said, maybe it has something to do with lying down. How do you think that would have happened, Ross?
Maybe he doesn't get enough sleep.
I'm sure he doesn't get enough sleep, because he goes to bed really late. You know, he's a little boy and he doesn't get enough sleep. That's his problem.
Yeah, I think maybe. Look, again. No, not. No, not.
Marcia, finish your snack, please.
Wait, again, no, I didn't. I'm going to do everything the right way.
Right. It's a good idea, Ross. Okay, upstairs now. You finished?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I take my keeper up.
Yes, certainly. Ross is being a good boy. Do you want to do everything the right way, too? More orange? What is the name of this thing?
Orange.
Okay, say, this time I want a glass of milk and...
Orange.
Un-orange.
Can I have a glass of milk and orange?
Yes. Showed Ross pictures of from his math book. They're called logical thinking. He has an apple with six apples in it, then two on the ground, and then six on the ground. And I asked him what happened. He said, first there was an apple tree, and then two apples fell, and then all six fell on the ground.
He had some paint and some paper.
Point to that. Okay. And then what happened?
He took out a brush, mm-hmm, and put it in some paint. And made a picture, mm-hmm, and then he was then showed it to everybody.
Very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Come in there.
There was a tree, and some... No. First there was a building, and then somebody knocked... No. This is just a tree on the grass. Then somebody was making one. Then there was... Then... A person was making a building next to it, and then there was a building next to the tree.
How did the building get there?
This guy made it.
You mean the guy with the steam shovel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Very good.
That's a steam shovel. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's go on to the next page, okay? Ross had to draw a line between three toothbrushes and two toothpaste tubes, and I asked him what he did wrong. Okay, and I said, what was wrong? He said, there are too many of toothbrushes and too little toothpaste tubes. Okay? Okay. Did that work out that time? Ross was looking for his key, card in his drawer. And I said, look down below in the wet vehicles drawer, Ross. And we couldn't find it. He said, Daddy, and he explained to me background why it wasn't, in the bottom drawer. Daddy, I put it in this drawer, and then it dropped down. Oh, well, I was sick in bed. I guess this is March 30th. Ross occasionally was nasty to Mark, and I had to yell at him. Not very much, but just a little yell. And then one time I yelled, "Ross, do you want some food?" And he said, "I'm not hurting Marky." In other words, he thought that I was doing that again. Obvious expectation.
Ross is telling jokes, said, "Why did the monster throw the clock out the window?" And the answer is, because he wanted to see time fly. And the other was, "What kind of dog has no legs and no tail, right?"
Yeah.
And it's no a hot dog.
A hot dog.
Right. And what was the other one you told Marky?
That other one was, "How do you keep a skunk from smelling?"
And Marky said, "Because he doesn't have a nose."
"No, hold its nose." Ah.
Cute. And Marky, and Ross corrected Mark when he said, "Because he doesn't have a nose." He said, "You don't say because." Marky.
Marky said, Ross said butthead to Mark, and Marky said, "Don't say butthead." And then Ross said, "Well, you said butthead to me, real screamy." Yelled it real loud. Told Ross to clean up his room. I said, "How you doing?" He said, "We need you, Daddy. Without you, we make a mess. And we don't put them in piles." And I said, "Well, hurry up." And Ross said, "Well," said, "we're doing the best we can. Jeez." Ross said, "Dad, did you ever do a burglary?" And I said, "No." He said, "The reason why I asked is that they had a story about, no, is that there was a boy who was out on the steps and..."
He was sitting on the steps when his dad hit his rubber ducky, and he was mad at his, mm-hmm. At his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran away from home three mm-hmm. times. And then he got older, and he stayed out in the street all night. And then he got to be a man, and he did robbery. Went to jail.
And where did you hear about this?
On TV. It was an ad. He was telling us.
Telling you not to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Ross was telling us about his He-Man books. He said, "I want the one which Skeletor is fighting with He-Man and appears Teela." And He-Man, and where Teela appears. And he has an inversion of subject and verb, pretty much in like, up jumps the dog or something like that. Verb fronting for emphasis is being overgeneralized, and in particularly in the case of the He-Man episode, where he sees all these verb inversions. It's like specific to that genre, and he's learned that that's where you do it. Because he wouldn't do that in normal speech. Also, I was cleaning up his stuff, and I said, "Ross, should I straighten these up, put all the ET cards together?" And he said, "No, we have to have a little bit of mess, don't we?" Is that right? What's the idea? Does everybody have to have a little mess?
Yeah. A little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to say?
Well, see, my tummy goes back up and up and down.
Ross and Marky are running around the house, yelling at each other, of course. And Marky closed the door and said, "And stay out." He leaves the "get out" part out of the phrase, "get out and stay out." He just shuts the door and says, "And stay out." And of course, Marky copies him. This is April 3rd. Ross, I said, "Ross, are you sure you're not missing some programs tonight?" He said, "No. There was good stuff on at 8 o'clock. And then he stopped and said, "You should have been here at 8 o'clock. In other words, it wasn't enough just telling me there was good stuff. He wanted to add the fact that I should have been there." He realized that's what you say. You don't just say something's good. You say, "You should have seen it." What was good then, Russ?
Uh-huh.
Right. I know. Try.
I'm going to put some of my ideas down on the tape recorder so I can remember them. What ideas have you got?
Put a box right there and they can jump and swing through this and then land on the box again. A toy. You can make them do this.
Oh, I see. On the fireplace screen. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think that would really work?
No, with your hands.
Oh,
I see. Make them move with your hands.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
You hold them and you go like... Ooh.
And then what else happens?
Daddy.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
A Nickelodeon, I know it's hard.
Oh, so that's over. So you can't watch Nickelodeon now, can you?
No, yeah.
Right. What about, and you don't like Hee-Haw. That's over now. Well, we could look in the program, see if there's anything else good. We could just talk, you and I.
Okay, what are you like?
Well, I'd like to talk to you.
Okay.
Would you like to tell me about, what do you think about Aunt Mora? What are your ideas? Now, I know that you don't like to kiss her, but what do you think about her otherwise?
She gives us good presents.
Yeah, well, that's nice. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be her boy? You don't want trade?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Well, it's okay if we stay there for a while, but then you would have to come.
Yeah.
Mom.
You don't want to really trade for a long time?
No.
Why not?
That's scary.
Scary to go to another person's house?
Yeah. They might not even have a human toy.
Well, when you went to Hungary, you didn't take all your toys, did you?
Well, we took our Star Wars once.
Yeah, but we left a lot of stuff here, all your bikes and everything you left here.
That's because we couldn't take our bikes.
Well, was it too scary to go to Hungary?
No.
Mm. So you managed that because you were...
I'm scared to go there. Just that before I was scared to go Hungary.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now I'm going to turn this upside down.
Hey, Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Count that plastic thing. Can I please, Daddy? Daddy?
What?
Count the plastic box.
Which part?
That plastic.
The whole part?
Yes, all the plastic.
Oh, no, honey, I've got... If I give... Well, oh my... I need have a lot of things in there that I need still. If I give that to you, well, what am I going to do? But if I give all that stuff to you, then I'm going to be in real trouble.
I'll get the stuff that you need out.
Doesn't sound like a very good idea. Doesn't sound like a good idea.
I'm not Mark.
No, I said Mark.
Okay.
Did you think I said Mark?
Yeah.
It kind of sounded, I didn't say it very clearly. Yeah.
Right. Maybe you said it, but you thought no.
Right. Maybe you heard it. Maybe I said it. It's on the tape recorder. Should we go back and listen? You want to go back and listen and see what was the truth?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Maybe you're right and I was wrong. Who would you think is really right? Let's go listen. So we went back and listened to the tape recorder and we couldn't hear the difference. It was sort of mushy.
Yeah.
So I think I understand how Ross thought it might have been Mark. But I didn't
maybe,
that wasn't my intention.
Maybe really went that was Ross and I thought it was Mark.
Right.
But you told me that it went through the tape recorder so we can't find out.
Right.
What's that piece of wood in there? Huh? Dad? What's that piece of wood in there? Is that plastic?
Oh, it's not really wood. It's sort of phony brick.
What is it called?
It's called phony brick.
No, not lightning.
Yes.
Not, yeah, that.
Pulling brick.
Is that the thing where you get the Todd back?
No, that's the horseradish. That's the bitter herb. Remember we talked about the bitter herb?
Oh.
Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That has to end pointing that way.
Right. Now that's what's a very a lot different from those two phony bricks there. The big stick of horseradish has two ends, and the phony brick is just flat.
Hey, I'm gonna get with the mouth on my kitty.
You licked your kitty?
Yeah.
That's pretty grody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually Marx doesn't do bad things.
He's got his kitty's tail.
You think he's going? I think he went up to bed to go to sleep. Maybe we should do that too, huh?
Mm-mm.
Not yet.
Hey, Dad, you closed in the hole.
I'll have to fix it.
I wish I could help.
I know. I wish you could too. I need some help here, but I don't know how to get you to help.
Let me pull.
You might get cut. Better I go, you might get cut, Ross. No joke. Can you just hold that part, okay? Can you just hold it? Can you just hold it? Don't move.
You might get cut.
Yeah, I think I know. No joke.
Mm-mm.
It's not working out very well.
Okay, I don't need the handle.
You look tiny, Brian.
What? Okay, Ross, you don't have to pull that too hard. I see the problem.
Maybe it stopped.
Yeah, maybe so.
Oh, it was. I think it was over like that.
It's got to come up like this in that little grid.
No, maybe it went up like that.
I'll just hold on.
Maybe it went like that.
Maybe not. Let's just hold on a second. Don't do anything until you figure out what you really have to do here. You don't want to go running around.
So was Rocky, did Rocky
Rock? Oh, it was pretty gross. It was horrible, wasn't it, Ross?
Yeah.
The guy kept on getting, everybody got their face bashed and you saw the fight scene.
I told you I didn't mind it all.
It was horrible.
Yeah, really yucky.
I decided I didn't want to see it because what I saw in the previous.
Mm.
I mean, you have to
watch
people
kind of. Well, I agree, but
not wrong with it.
Right.
You like that little.
Set up?
Thanks.
All right. Oh,
can you get that for our Christmas? You get that in our Christmas.
Yeah. I'm doing some. Oh.
Seems like this one got pulled out of the bag and nobody bothered to put it back in. Like that.
You mean that? Boys don't try to do things that are bad. Not my boys.
No.
My boys don't try to ever do anything bad. My boys don't ever do anything bad. Well, they don't try to, Mom. Do they, Ross?
No, I'm not one of them.
And you already don't try to do bad things.
I'm not trying to either. Hey, Dad, watch.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, watch. Mommy, watch.
I'm watching.
Can I see something?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mommy, who turned out the light?
Cute.
Cute.
Huh? Cute.
Cute. Like when somebody pulls their hat down on their face They say, hey, who turned off the light?
That's right. That's good, too.
It's so funny. Ow, my foot. Mommy, my foot is there and your foot is up. And your feet are up touching my back.
What's mommy saying to me?
It's so cool. She's got really strong
feet. Your feet, your little feet.
That's my little feet. Marcy's feet.
Where's my feet?
In the bathroom.
Where's Marcy anyway?
She's upstairs building.
And in the building of our world.
Then he breaks it, then he builds it. Pretty good geometric design, you know that, Brian?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Balance, baby. Anything for you,